Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up with a dash of financial regulation. The OCC is turning up the heat on big banks.
Ooh, regulatory flavor. I'm intrigued. What's brewing with the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency?
It's all about AML, anti-money laundering. They've issued cease and desist orders like hotcakes. Bank of America, USAA Federal Savings Bank, even Axiom Bank got a sprinkle of regulatory seasoning.
Wow, a flurry of activity. Sounds like someone left the compliance burner on too long. What did these banks do?
Think delayed suspicious activity reports, inadequate internal controls, the whole shebang. The OCC is basically saying, shape up or ship out, especially to the big fish.
So a focus on the larger institutions. Why is that, I wonder?
Well, the OCC's semi-annual risk perspective highlights the dynamic, almost volatile environment banks are operating in. Cyber threats, third-party risks, it's a pressure cooker out there. And bigger banks naturally have bigger pots to stir, so to speak. More complexity, more potential for mishaps.
Right, more moving parts. But how are these banks supposed to keep up with this ever-changing landscape? It sounds overwhelming.
That's where technology comes in. The report mentions AI and machine learning, tools that can help sift through the data and flag potential issues. It seems like a crucial ingredient in this recipe for compliance.
Interesting, a pinch of AI to enhance the flavor of security. But I do wonder about the potential for over-reliance on technology. Could it lead to complacency?
That's a good point. Human oversight is still essential. Think of it like a chef using a high-tech oven. They still need to taste and adjust the seasoning. The OCC emphasizes strong authentication, access controls, the whole nine yards. It's about blending technology with good old-fashioned vigilance.
I see a balanced approach. So what's the main takeaway for our listeners today?
The OCC is serious about AML compliance, and they're not afraid to crack down on even the largest institutions. Banks need to prioritize robust internal controls, leverage technology wisely, and foster a culture of compliance. It's a bit like cooking. You need the right ingredients, the right tools, and constant attention to detail to avoid a regulatory disaster.
Great analogy. Thanks for breaking down this complex topic for us. This is definitely food for thought, even for those outside the financial industry.
You got it. And now, let's move on to a different kind of recipe, our listener mailbag. But first, a word from our sponsors. And that's all the time we have for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Until next time, keep cooking up those innovative ideas and stay compliant, folks.
Bye-bye.